It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. A lot of smart people in America are going to need to address the ongoing issue of energy in a really smart way. Maggie Kurth-Baker says that means getting serious about building a smart grid, a power grid that is constantly gathering and processing information. Maggie Kurth-Baker is the science editor at BoingBoing.net and author of the new book, Before the Lights Go Out.
This isn't just about, you know, what's good for hippies and granola types. It's about updating our technology for the 21st century. We're working with stuff that really hasn't had a lot of changes done to it since the 1970s.
The current grid, she says, is something of a high wire act.
The grid, in order to function, has to have an almost perfect balance between electric supply and electric demand. And there are people that work in these centers all around the U.S. working 24 hours, 7 days a week to make sure that happens. And they have to work on a minute-by-minute basis. So the smart grids are really about helping them maintain that balance.
What are they watching minute-by-minute to make sure that doesn't go wrong?
They're watching how much electricity people are using, and they're also watching electric supply, so how much electricity is being produced by power plants, and also now by people on their roofs and, you know, things like that.
And what happens if that falls out of balance?
Blackouts. The state of Texas actually learned that last winter they had some cold snaps they weren't expecting. And when that happened, people used more electricity than the grid controllers had anticipated. And also the cold snap froze some pipes at coal-fired power plants. And so you had less supply at the same time, and they got blackouts.
A smarter grid would mean information shared by all parts of the system, even the meter at your house.
Right now, those meters are read once a month by a guy who drives by your house with something that's the equivalent of a walkie-talkie. And in order to really participate in the grid as a good citizen rather than as a squatter, you're going to have this be something that can communicate with those controllers every few minutes and tell them, you know, how much energy you're producing, how much energy you're using.
In your home, this might mean your fridge or your air conditioner shutting off for a few minutes here and there when the grid needs to balance out. Of course, that won't come cheap.
We're actually going to have new appliances because these aren't just chips you can insert into the refrigerator you already own. It's a whole new refrigerator.
According to Kurth-Baker, if we don't smarten up our grid, we'll see more blackouts and more headaches.
As where we get our sources of energy from change, as demand continues to go up, you know, we're having more of these problems, and it puts us at risk for things, everything from, you know, weather events to terrorism. We need to have more stability built in.
Maggie Kurth-Baker's new book is Before the Lights Go Out, Conquering the Energy Crisis Before It Conquers Us. Good news for fans of Shakespeare and math. The online information engine Wolfram Alpha has done a quantitative breakdown of all the Bard's plays. Enter a title, say King Lear, and it tells you that play has 26,636 words. Lear speaks 21.9% of them. The longest word in the play is super serviceable. Hold on. Larissa, producer Larissa Anderson is here.
Hey, John. What's going on?
This Shakespeare story is amazing, but I think it's too abstract.
Oh, you know it's not abstract? Someone invented a 3D printer for chocolate.
Ooh, perfect.
Here's the printer right now. Can you hear it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you just load the printer with chocolate goo, download new chocolate patterns, print chocolate.
Then eat.
That makes sense, right?
I still think Shakespeare is more important.
Yeah, but chocolate.
Video of the 3D chocolate printer and a link to the Shakespeare thingy at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.